Prayers.
Order.
Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants here gathered together in their name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thy heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Honorable Stal Jengo. Honorable Bine.
Mr. Speaker, it's past 10.
Order, please. Honourable members, what is happening this morning? The leaders, please. Let
Mr.
us
Speaker,
focus on the.
It's past 10. I move that SO 52 be suspended so the business of the
House continue.
Any seconder?
SO 7, Mr. Speaker.
Any counter motion? Honourable members, it has been moved and seconded that we suspend SO 52 to commence the business of the House. Order. Honourable members. Honourable members, please. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 5th October 2017.
Honourable members, are you interested in the sittings this morning? It seems as if you are not. So I kindly request that you give me the next 2 hours so we finish with the sittings for today. Then you can go back to your normal business. Honourable Basiru, you cannot say anything from where you are seated, so I don't want to hear your voice. Any statement from where you are seated means something else, so please. Honourable Mustafa Boyama, are you the whip now? Page one. Honourable members, please allow him. Page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page. You're not sure of the page?
Mr. Speaker, I was present and I participated on that day, but my name is under those that were absent.
Mr. Clark, please take notes. Same with you? Same. 2 weeks running. I don't have records for 2 weeks running. The records I have is for the today. So tell the clerk about that, not me. Take back your seat. Mr. Clerk, take notes for today, please. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. And page 7. Can someone move?
Mr. Speaker, I so move.
Any seconder? Any counter motion? Honourable members, it has been moved and seconded that the record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 5th October 2017 be adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Your mic is not on. Mr. Leader, is this from you?
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 5th October 2017 has been adopted.
This is yours. Okay. I can trash it.
Bills. One. The Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017. Introduction and first reading. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that the bill entitled the Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017, being an act to provide for direction of agencies of government to transfer revenues or other monies received by the agencies into the consolidated fund and for other related matters be read the first time.
Mr. Minister, you want to take your seat?
Thank you.
Honourable members, the question is that the bill be read the first time. All those in favour say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Titled, the Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017 has been read the first time. Second reading.
Honorable Mustafa Brahma, please.
Mr. Speaker.
He's fine for now.
Honorable members, I move that the bill entitled the Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017, being an act to provide for direction to agencies of government to transfer revenues or other monies received by the agencies into the consolidated fund and for other related matters be read the second time. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill entitled the Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017 is intended to provide efficient and effective management of revenue collections, to provide for the consolidation of government revenues, and to provide for other related matters. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the object of this bill entitled the Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017 is divided into five clauses as follows. Clause one is the commencement clause. It provides the date the act shall be deemed to have come into operation. Clause 2 is the interpretation clause. It provides for the interpretation of certain terms in the bill. Clause 3 provides for the transfer of funds into the consolidated fund by agencies of government. It stipulates that 1. All monies held in the accounts of agencies of government shall, on the coming operation of this act, be transferred into the consolidated fund. 2. Where in any enactment it is provided the revenues or other monies received by an agency of government are to be retained by that agency for the purpose including defraying the expenses of that agency, such revenues or other monies shall be paid into the consolidated fund, notwithstanding any provision to the contrary contained in the enactment. 3. Where in any enactment it is provided that revenues or other monies received. Clause 4 makes provision for the minister to amend the schedule to this act by statutory instrument. The schedule is a list of agencies of government required to transfer revenues or other monies received by them into the consolidated fund. And 5, provides clause 5 provides for the power of the minister to make regulations for purpose of giving effect to the provisions of this act. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that the bill entitled the Fiscal Management and Control Act be read the second time.
Mr. Minister, take your seat. Honorable members, the question is that the bill be read the second time.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill before us, I believe, has been on our shelves for the past 5 months. And today, the minister finally brought the bill up for MP's contribution here. The purpose of this bill, we all know, and according to the minister here before us, is for the efficient and effective management of funds. I am sure this is not new. It is just to add value in the system that we have under operations. Of course, the Minister of Finance has identified 6 agencies here. 6 agencies who will be transferring funds to the CRF. But let us be mindful here, Mr. Minister, that these agencies have for the past 9 months been running their own affairs. Now they are going to give up funds in their bank accounts. At the same time, they have 3 more months to go to close the end of the year. These agencies also have responsibilities of preparing financial statement at the end of the year. To have a cut-off date at the ninth month of the year, it will be difficult, in my opinion here, to have audit service conduct an audit inquiry or investigations into these agencies. One of the agencies, I must say, the Petroleum Directorate, is an infant, is still in infant stage. It has set aside money for training programs under the Petroleum Act. These agencies also have employees' benefit accounts. Employees' benefit account, which they have to pay at the end of the services of these employees. Now, I hope consideration will be given to those specific accounts being set up by these agencies for their staff benefits. I will agree with you, Mr. Minister, to yank all the money from the account for the Consolidated Revenue Fund, but to say money is set aside by these agencies to meet employee benefit, we have to reconsider that position there. And I also want to suggest here, we have to have the structure in place. We have to have the structure, and I think we brought that issue up in our discussion yesterday. It is easier said than done to have money transferred from one location to the other. Well, what is the structure that you have in place? So I just hope that after the passage of this bill, because sure we are going to pass the bill, you will call on your staff at the ministry here to put the necessary structures for these MDAs to be able to meet their financial obligations for the remaining 3 months of the year. Without that, it will be a disaster for these offices. Without that, you'll see chaos in these offices. So I would hope the Minister of Finance, seated before us here, will send a message loud and clear to all the departments at the ministry, particularly the Revenue and Policy Division at the Minister of Finance.
Thank you.
One last thing here, Mr. Speaker, here. It's going to be very brief. It's a small bill, very short bill.
Yes, we should not spend more time.
The phenomenon on this bill here is we are putting all monies together here and give the responsibility to the Minister of Finance to prove his own thing. Transferring all the funds is one. How effective and efficient you're going to manage these funds is another challenge. So I hope the Minister will have that in mind and work towards the best interest of the people of this country to have an efficient and effective fiscal management bill passed into law. Thank you very much.
Speaker, before I start my debate proper, let me congratulate you as Deputy Regional Chairman.
No, proceed.
When you have a fine player, you cannot hide.
That is not part of the answer.
I'm just saying that's why I'm deviating a little bit. Mr. Speaker, I'm very happy today we have this bill before us. For those of us who can.
Order, please.
I am one person in one of my numerous debates. I gave extensive lectures on fiscal indiscipline. Yes, that was not a debate, that was a lecture. I gave extensive lectures on fiscal indiscipline. And one way we can screw those loose holes is to have a single treasury account. And that is just what this bill is talking about. It's a way of mitigating our excessive expenditure that as a government, we cannot track. We are basically talking about, or what basically this bill is talking about, is all monies can be accounted for from a point. XYZ collects, they expend, we don't know as a government. And this same government come and put monies into their pockets, double expenditure. We can now track it. If, for instance, Ministry A is going to source from a private donor, that money we are basically saying, bring it to the treasury. When you want to expend, write some explanation that you want to expend. We can track that expenditure. It's a means of mitigating fiscal indiscipline. Like I said, we are doing fine as a nation, but our major challenge is fiscal indiscipline. Our major challenge is fiscal and discipline. So this bill is straightforward, it's nice, it's good for any government.
Is it healthy?
It's very healthy, my brother. It is very pure. And let me just respond, and the minister himself will be responding to what the shadow minister of finance in this parliament, that's the deputy leader, is saying. Let me just allay your fear. Talking about workers' benefit. Even parliament, our benefit is going to be determined from the same consolidated fund. So what is wrong with these other ministries that their own benefit cannot be accounted for? Or agencies? I am saying, for instance, let us go to the let me just handpick one, Mr. Speaker.
Honourable Member.
The environmental...
Honourable Member, you have to be paying these days for hiring. Because you are using mine now, you are using JB's.
No, I'm using
cities.
The minority leaders. Okay, the environment
I'm talking about protection
agency.
Yes. I'm talking about the glasses.
Mr. Regional Chairman, I don't want to be distracted. This is very serious. This is very serious. For instance, let me just take one agency as an example. The EPA here, the Environment Protection Agency, this is a very good ministry. But nobody here can tell us how much they have collected on behalf of the people of Sierra Leone. Nobody can tell us how much they have expended on behalf of the people of Sierra Leone. But yet, they start to benefit from the small resources government will raise in terms of appropriation. Double expenditure, we cannot. We don't want one particular agency to be more powerful than some other agencies. Royalties, licenses, they collect. Nobody can tell us in the past appropriation, we have always questioned them. Tell us, give us a comprehensive income analysis. None of them can do that. So it is good that the ministry will have that responsibility that everybody you collect on behalf of the government of Sierra Leone or on behalf of the people of Sierra Leone, put that money into the consolidated fund. When you want to expend it, come again to the Ministry of Finance. I want to expend XYZ. They will give you that mandate. So when it comes to accountability, it is only one point and one point in court, that's the Ministry of Finance, that will be charged with that responsibility with A, allocation, B, expenditure, and when it comes to account to the people of Sierra Leone, they will now be charged with that responsibility to account on behalf of those ministries and agencies. So it's a fine bill, it's even late that we are doing it. So having said that, let me just admonish this noble house that we pass this bill into an act and that it will save every other government. I'm saying this because in the next 5 months I will be in that place, so it will be better for us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
I'm not sure I'll be spending too much time on this bill. So it's interesting that the interest in the debate is getting bigger, but there is a bigger bill that I'll expect you to talk on more than this one. So I want to prepare you mentally.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
My friend.
Once the chairman is always the chairman.
Order! Honorable Munafa.
Mr. Speaker, can I hear myself, please? The other side.
Please, we have another bill before us, so let us use this time judiciously.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this bill is a very fine one. And like my colleague on the other side said, it's even too late. But Mr. Speaker, you must agree with me that to every rule, there must be an exception. To every rule, there must be an exception. And that is the reason why I stand before you here this morning. Mr. Speaker, like I said, the bill
already
is
there are exceptions already because they have not captured everybody.
Mr. Speaker, like I said, The bill is a fine one.
Order.
But let me zero in.
Honorable Frederick Sandy Soyi.
A special.
Allow the honorable member agency, from Cambia to move.
A special agency or a particular agency that is also captured in this bill. Mr. Speaker, NATCOM is a very fine agency and has done so much for this government. Mr. Speaker, let me hear myself. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, sometime last year again, the issue about putting monies to the consolidated fund crop up. And in that debate, it was agreed that one third of whatever NATCOM collects goes to the consolidated fund. And they've been seen doing that. Even up to yesterday, their one third was paid to the consolidated fund. Other agencies have not been seen doing that. And this agency is peculiar, Mr. Speaker, because they engage in so many other activities in the name of government. Mr. Speaker, to name a few, when some embassies...
Your advice not to make mention of examples.
Mr. Speaker, I would like, because the outcome has been...
Your advice not to.
Well, because other agencies have been cooperating effectively to what was decided or what was debated last year, I think consideration should be given to them. I rest my case, sir.
Thank you. Your point is noted. Honorable JB, Honorable JK, and then I will close this debate.
Thank you very much.
Honorable members.
Honorable JB, Honorable JK, and then I will close.
Honorable members, Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. Honorable members, discipline at every
all
level is
no
necessary
CEO, no
in a nation.
Order.
Discipline at every nation.
Order, please. Honorable members.
Discipline of any kind is very necessary in every nation, most especially in the financial situation of Sierra Leone. I only have a fear. My brother, who is going to be our next Minister of Finance, just said he just made a reference to EPA.
So where is JJ Blood?
He's going to rest. He just made a mention of EPA. But I only want to caution here. Anytime the Minister of Finance has issues relating to finances, there has been too much of delay. Now we are faced with colossal activities in this nation relating to the Environmental Protection Agency. And if that agency has to save this nation by her activities, why can't us give reasons that some of this money that's being collected by them be allocated for their own activities, rather than going to the consolidated fund? The other day they want to get money to go mitigate issues. It takes a very long time, 1, 2, 3 weeks, when the danger must have happened. I only want to say here, Mr. Minister, for areas where we really need money for the existence of those agencies, let some amount of money be put in place for their operations. If we don't do that, you will be having problems, and this nation will be facing very critical problems. Conditions that most of the time given to some agencies, if you want to go to conferences, you have to pay so much. If such monies are not being kept somewhere in the account of the agency, before they get to you in the Ministry of Finance, it will take a long time. So I want to suggest here, let there be some percentage, give it to some agencies for their operations.
Your point is noted.
Please, that's just the appeal I want to make.
Your point is noted.
Thank you.
We'll pass the bill first, and then we'll talk about modalities. Honorable JK.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to join my colleagues in supporting the Ministry of Finance in bringing this bill to the House of Parliament to ensure that government activities are run smoothly. I want to thank the minister and thank the minister for their vision, because many a times we've heard that government is constrained in paying salaries, is constrained in implementing some activities due to the fact that there is shortage of funds and we have institutions manding these monies. And in this very parliament, we've ratified the Finance Act, which allowed MDAs to pay monies into the consolidated, the Treasury single account, which allow MDAs to pay monies into the consolidated revenue fund. However, Sierra Leone, we all know, is highly disaster prone. What I want to appeal to the ministry is that in case of disaster, in case of the EPA, who handle disaster issues, let there be an emergency fund account. In as much as all the monies are going into consolidated fund, we want to appeal for the good of the nation, let there be a disaster management account. That way, when disaster do arise, these monies are readily available. They are readily available to disburse to combat this disaster or disasters that may occur in the future. But the bill is in place, it's timely. Mr. Speaker, I want to support the bill. I want to support that government take charge, the ministry take charge of all monies that are responsible for the people of Sierra Leone. Thank you.
Acting Minority Leader.
Speaker.
Not going in mate anymore.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill we have before us is a very good one, but also requires a lot of attention. The bill is intended to enhance government cash flow. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, for the past 2 days...
Honorable members, please listen to the acting minority leader.
For the past 2 days, we have been engaging... For the past 2 days, we have been engaging the Minister of Finance. We have had a series of meetings with the Ministry of Finance and officials, along with the MDAs listed on this bill. Government, through the Minister of Finance, has given assurances to a lot of these MDAs that their monies will be protected. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I believe the major issue here is that of the ability of the Ministry of Finance to handle the quantum of cash that will be going into the Treasury. Because if we do not have the structures in place to handle this cash, I'll tell you, we're going to have a very, very serious problem. I therefore call on the Minister of Finance to ensure that we have the necessary structures in place to receive this quantum of money. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the agencies that we have listed on this bill, some of them are very, very technical agencies. We just spoke, the chairman of the Information Committee just spoke about NATCOM. Telecommunication is a very, very, very fast growing industry. Things happen by the hour.
Don't disturb the honorable member.
If
please.
There is going to be any situation where in Ministry of Finance will retain cash for this institution, I will want to ensure that the ministry has in place modalities wherein, if the money comes in, it's automatically taken out. Yes. Because the fact of the matter is that the purpose of this bill, as the minister explained to us, is not to take over the entire cash from the agencies listed here. The minister has been very clear to us in our meeting with the MDAs that, in fact, he was ready to sign a memorandum of understanding with these agencies, that once the money comes in, they will be able to have access to it to go back. Not all of you, of course. Understand me? So please, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I am appealing to the Minister of Finance to ensure that we have all the structures in place. We have all the structures in place to ensure that these agencies have access to their monies. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, with those short statements, I'm calling on this House to speedily pass this bill. Thank you.
Honorable member, please stop that.
Push and pull. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we are indeed agreed upon one single principle, that the bill before us is totally non-controversial and it is needed here and now for the implementation of government business. Like some honorable member just said, the bill is in fact coming a little bit too late. That is indeed very true. For example, this bill has been on the notice paper in Parliament for a very long time, and the ministry is only coming up now to see its passage in the plenary. That is well and good. We have had some contributions and some suggestions. But the purpose of this bill is to ensure that revenues collected on behalf of the government, and mind you, honorable members, the MDAs are creatures of government. They are not collecting revenue for themselves. They are collecting those revenues and resources for and on behalf of the government of Sierra Leone. If you were to juxtapose the government to an individual family, there is of course a difference. There are those times when the children will become wealthier than the father. But in this circumstance here and now, we cannot afford to allow creations of the government to be wealthier than the central government. Be that as it may, I've had a suggestion from the honorable member from Bo saying that some MDAs be allowed or be assured that you will have access to their money. The other member from the Western area also suggested that some account be opened for emergency situations that do arise from time to time. Even before now, the central government was responsible to take care of emergency situations. But the essence of this bill, honorable members, is to ensure that resources that are lying idle elsewhere are brought into the consolidated revenue fund so that government can have access to them. This has a lot of advantages. It provides for effective planning and implementation. It provides for analysis for a cash flow system so that at all times the government will know what it has and what it is expecting. When that happens, these MDAs are always provided for by the central government, and they will of course be taken into account in terms of the revenues that they are generating. We want to therefore allay the fears of honorable members that these MDAs, all MDAs are not equal in stature and in terms of the ability to raise revenue. The central government is responsible for all of them. So when these funds come, it will provide for effective planning. It will provide also the government with a balanced account so that they know exactly what they have at all times. Like we have said, the bill is non-controversial, and I will therefore expect that we can all rally around to see a smooth passage here and now. I thank you very much, honorable members.
Mr. Minister, you only respond to those things you are comfortable to respond to.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let me thank the honorable members for their respective contributions in support of this bill.
So you want to move on, you want to move on that note?
Want
to move again for the bill to be read the second time?
I have taken notes of the concerns, suggestions, and appeals raised by the honorable members, and they will be addressed accordingly.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that the bill entitled the Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017, being an act to provide for direction of agencies of government to transfer revenues and other monies received by the agencies into the consolidated fund and for other related matters, be read the second time.
Honourable members, the question is that the bill be read the second time. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017, being an act to provide for the direction to agencies of government to transfer revenues or other monies received by the agencies into the consolidated fund and for other related matters, has been read the second time. Committee stage. House resolved. Clauses 1 to 5, including the schedule, stand part of the bill.
Mr. Minister.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that clauses 1 to 5, including the schedule, stand part of the bill.
Honourable members, the question is that clauses 1 to 5, including the schedule, do stand part of the bill. Page 1. Page 2. Page 2. And page 3. Page 3?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, just clause 5-2.
Yes.
I believe that during the debate, many people were afraid or were defying to ask when or how monies can be retained or paid to the agency. Is it provided for a
5-2.
5-2, but my problem is that it does not say clearly when,
The regulations will come with those little details.
Yes, that is what I was going to
The regulations will come with
it. Fears of the members should be allayed.
Yes.
If we have the regulations, then we can fight over that.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Minister.
Let's close the meeting with the Minister of Discussion. And now we should go to the President and the Minister.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that clauses 1 to 5, including the schedule, stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is, as clauses 1 to 5, including the schedule, do stand part of the bill. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Clauses 1 to 5, including the schedules, form part of the bill. The House resumes. Mr. Minister, please report on the bill.
Mr. Minister.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members of Parliament, I report that the bill entitled the Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017, having gone through the Committee of the Whole House, I now move that the bill be read the third time and passed into law.
Take your seat, Mr. Minister, please. Honourable members, the question is that the bill be read the third time and passed into law. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The Fiscal Management and Control Act 2017 being an act to provide agencies of government to transfer revenues of or other monies received by the agencies into the consolidated fund and for other related matters has been read the third time and passed into law.
Mr. Clerk.
Two, the Revenue Administration Act 2017, introduction and first reading, the Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that the bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2017, being an act to provide for the administration of revenue laws to avoid repetition and promote consistency by reconciling and unifying the administration of different revenue laws, be read the first time.
Honorable members, the question is that the bill be read the first time, the Revenue Administration Act 2017, be read the first time. All those in favor say aye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2017 has been read the first time. Second read.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2017, being an act to provide for the administration of revenue laws to avoid repetition and promote consistency by reconciling and unifying the administration of different revenue laws be read the second time. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2017 is intended to provide for efficient and effective administration of revenue laws, to provide a reputation and promote consistency by reconciling and unifying the administration of different revenue laws of the National Revenue Authority for other related matters. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2017 is divided into 15 parts and four schedules, with the fourth schedule having seven parts. Part one, it provides the interpretation of certain terms and expressions in the bill. Part two provides for the rulings and practice notes that give power to the Commissioner General to issue practice notes in writing settings out the Commissioner General interpretation of A, the revenue law currently in force, and B, the amendment to a revenue law not yet in force. Part three, it provides for the administration of revenue laws that give authority through the Commissioner General and its tax officers for the administration and giving effect of the revenue laws in accordance with the provisions of the National Revenue Authority Act. The authority must issue an identity card to every tax officer. Part four, it carries provision on taxpayers' representation and tax advice. It further provides information on application for taxpayers' identification number, and that is the TIN, being a unique number assigned to a particular taxpayer. It further provides for the time frame for which a taxpayer should submit application for the TIN, that is 15 days of the commencement of the activity or action that gives rise to the potential liability. But five, it deals with the official language of communications and documentation. It includes that the English is the official language of the revenue laws and the language of communication. It gives power to the Commissioner General to refuse to recognize any communication or document that is not in the official language. Part six, it deals with retention and provision of information. It mandates taxpayers to maintain documents, whether in paper or in electronic. Part seven, it deals with assessment of tax and requires every taxpayer to make self-assessment in their tax liability. Part eight, it deals with dispute resolution. It provides for taxpayers who are dissatisfied by a tax decision to object the decision. Otherwise, the decision is final and conclusive and not be disputed on any ground in any proceedings before a court or tribunal. It also provides for for taxpayers affected by an objection decision to appeal to the tax decision in the Revenue Review Tribunal established under Section 57. Section 57 will establish a Revenue Review Tribunal for the purpose of hearing and determining appeals made. Part 9 deals with payment of taxes. Specifically, it provides for the time, the payment of tax, extension of time for paying tax, manner of paying tax, and order of paying taxes. Part 10 provides for recovery of unpaid tax. It also provides for the Commissioner General to sue for and recover unpaid taxes in any court of competent jurisdiction. Part 11 deals with remission and refund of tax. It provides for remission and refund of tax in events when taxpayers overpay their tax liabilities. Part 12, interests and penalties. It provides for payment of interest for underestimating tax payable and for failing to pay tax. Part 13 deals with offenses of failing to comply with revenue laws and failing to pay taxes. Part 14 deals with tax recovery proceedings through power of search, seizure, and arrest. And part 15 deals with transition, specifically deals with all laws amended by this act. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the schedule is as follows. First schedule, transaction for which the team is required. Second schedule, tax return and assessments. Third schedule, amendments of revenue laws. Fourth schedule has five parts. The following parts. Part 1, Income Tax Act 2000. Part 2, Goods and Services Act 2009. Part 3, Foreign Travel Ticket Tax Act 1975. Part 4, Payroll Tax Act 1972. Part 5, Excise Act 1982. Part 6, Customs Act 2011. And Part 7, the National Revenue Authority Act 2002. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that the bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2007 be read the second time. 2017.
Thank you. Honourable members, the question is that the bill be read the second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for giving me the opportunity to contribute to this bill.
Did you say Reverend Umuya?
This bill is a set of rules and regulations for the administration of our revenue laws. It helps us consolidate our laws to make revenue collection effective. It also helps us as parliamentarians to increase our supervision and support for effective revenue administration. Mr. Speaker, this bill increase revenue collections. Mr. Speaker,
order, please.
The bill help us for easy consolidation of our payroll system. It help us pay our employee efficiently and effectively. For our country to proceed, it will meet its obligation to pay their laborers, their employee. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I take this thing. The bill makes it easy for income tax collection. It facilitates the payment of our GST and makes it easy for customers or revenue taxpayers to pay their GST accurately and on time. Mr. Speaker, as you all are aware, no country will survive without an effective tax system. Tax collection is the backbone of a successful government, which we have done, far different to previous government. Mr. Speaker, the act further creates a forum. A forum for taxpayers and representation and tax advice. We passed very recently a commission that will represent taxpayers so that they will be treated fairly. This set of laws put together by the ministry help us to consolidate our revenue and to be able to be accountable to the people we rule. Mr. Speaker, honorable members,
please pay attention, please.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, our tax revenue system can only help the government when we make it efficient and effective. These laws put together will facilitate that angle. On this note, Mr. Speaker, I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
Order, honorable members. You are not paying attention.
No, I'm not queuing from him. I'm starting my own journey for information, honorable brother. Mr. Speaker, honorable members. The bill in front of us is one that's geared towards strengthening our revenue collection authority and effecting some rules change into the existing laws that we currently have. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, each and every member of this House would agree with me that our laws that we have, our revenue laws of 2000, our goods and services tax of 2009, and some of the other laws that we have in terms of revenue mobilization do have some problems. And in that regard, Mr. Speaker, that is why the Ministry of Finance thought it prudent that we try to fine-tune our laws so that we bring it into proper standards. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, one of the problems we do have in such laws is that of under declaration of goods. Mr. Speaker, when importers bring in goods, they tend to forge their declaration, thereby not mentioning the correct value of what is in their containers. And as a result, Mr. Speaker, it is very difficult as an income generation agent to deal with such problems. So what this law does in terms of penalties is to stipulate what should happen in an event such crimes takes place. It makes it very clear that in the first instance, there should be a 200% fine imposed, and if you are a second or repeat offender, the penalty could go up to 300%. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this is for giving more powers, making clear rules, and enabling Sierra Leone to generate the needed resources we want. So I urge colleagues to speedily ratify this bill. Thank you.
Honourable members. Honourable Gado.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I think the bill...
Are you responding to Paran?
The bill that is before us, I think, makes a whole lot of sense, because for any government to actually prosper, we need to increase our tax threshold so that government will be able to meet its commitments to our people. We know very well that the commitment that government has are numerous at every point in time. And if such a bill comes which will consolidate our taxes, increase the number of taxes we'll be able to gather from the people, the better it will be for government performance at all levels. And I think that if we as parliamentarians are here to seek the interest of the people, such a bill is one that we must embrace and try to speedily ratify, so that we'll be able to increase, like I said, the threshold of government taxes. Now, we very well know that the GST that we have been talking about, there are a lot of people who are finding ways to circumvent paying the GST, because all of us go to supermarkets, we go to stores, but we know very well that because there has not been a comprehensive legislation to make sure that these people are forced to pay their GST to government, they circumvent that and make sure, but they take it from us as a people and don't pay it back to government, which means that we are being cheated and the government is also cheated, because we ought to get receipts for all those GST that to pay for. But very few institutions do give us those GST receipts to make sure, or to make sure, let us believe that they paid that to the NRA, and it is cheating government. If we look at all of those, and it will also close a lot of the loopholes that are there. Now, we just passed a bill here talking about consolidated revenue, monies coming to the consolidated revenue from all MDAs and institutions, for monies coming to government. We must also try to find ways and means by which all monies that are being leaked from the government coffers do go back to government as a responsibility of our nation. Because we very well know that as a country, without increasing our tax threshold, we cannot meet our social commitments, our commitment to our labor, etc. And I think we as a people here, as a people's representatives, must make sure that those are all the efforts that we should make collectively with the Minister of Finance to ensure that we close those loopholes and ensure that government increase the level of taxes. When that is done, and some of these loopholes are closed, we'll find out or realize that a lot of the wastages that is taking place in government circles will be minimized. And I think that is why we must always try to put laws in place or try to ensure that bills that come to this house that has to do with financial prudence must be passed. That is why I think I want to support what the Minister of Finance is putting before us and ensure that we pass this legislation to ensure that government increase our tax threshold and make sure that we get what is due government. Government is not asking for more. They are just asking for what is due government, and you go on with your business. Because we know, like my colleague said from 96, that a lot of people do undervalue goods that they bring in just because they want to fraud government. And if we have to prevent that, this legislation is addressing that issue, and I believe that this legislation will help us achieve something in that direction. That is why I want to support that we as members of parliament hastily pass this legislation to ensure that government increase revenue base, and which will give them the mandate also which will also give the government the capacity to do what it's supposed to be doing in terms of meeting its social responsibility to the people. I thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable Acting Minority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, what we have before us, the Revenue Administration Act 2017, honorable members, is a very important bill. I will definitely not support the idea of just passing it in a haste. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this bill is about the consolidation of so many other laws, putting it in one pot. Some of the laws goes as way back as 1972. We're talking about the Payroll Tax Act 1972. Excise Act 1982. Foreign Travel Act 1975. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, these are very old bills. Some of them are amended. We don't even know what is happening in this particular jurisdiction. How can we just pass it in a hurry? Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to call on honorable members to go back home. Go back home, study this bill, so that when we get to the committee stage,
are you listening?
Go back home, study this bill, so that when we go back to the committee stage, you will be in a better position to contribute. But at the moment, I see that a lot of MPs sitting here do not even have the bill. They have no clue about this particular bill. I'm therefore appealing to all of you to please go back home and read. Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
Very important statement. People should read.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill is about reconciling different revenue laws, which is very good. It is very, very good for us as a country to consolidate our laws. But in my view, NRA, we have provided all the laws in this house. There are so many laws out there that will help NRA with revenue generation. But trust me, we still lag behind in revenue generation. And there are still areas in our revenue generation that may not have even been touched. Let's take, for example, the 10% rent tax in this country.
how many people are paying rent tax? And what is NRA? What is NRA actually doing about collecting rent tax? Yes, still, we are here working very hard to ensure that we help government with all the laws, all the legislations to improve on revenue generation. But what is NRA doing by themselves with the laws that are already being provided for them? How? We are lacking revenue generation. As we speak today, we are sitting today in this house and we are sitting again tomorrow because we have problems with our revenue generation. Yes. So we therefore call
order, please, members. Order.
I therefore call honorable members to go back home and read. Go back home and read. So whenever the honorable speaker decides to adjourn this house, the next adjournment, will you be in a position to study very hard and contribute towards this particular bill? Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Honorable Mustafa Boema, I'm not hearing you well, so.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. We are faced, Honorable Radu Yoki, would you please listen? Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have a lot of laws relative to our tax system in this country. A lot of tax laws relating to our tax system. And these extant laws are the laws that we have to deal with, that investors and business people have to deal with in terms of tax payment. The intention of the bill before us, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, is not merely amending all those very many laws, but merely to consolidate them and bring them under one law to make it simpler.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is now past 12.
It's 12 o'clock. It's not past 12. It's 12.
It's past 12.
The time is now 12.
I move that SO5 to be suspended to continue the business of the House.
Order. Honorable Pan, are you going to second that motion? You don't have a mic? Honorable Rado.
I second the motion.
Honorable members, the question is that we suspend SO52 to continue the business of the House. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Continue, Mr. Leader. Honorable member, you cannot speak from where you are seated.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, having said that, you will agree with me, like the saying goes, necessity is the mother of invention. Because of the proliferation of these laws, taxpayers are finding it extremely difficult and cumbersome to be faced with NRA tax system. That's the reason why this bill has been brought, so that we can consolidate all those extant and relevant laws under one single act, so that it will become easier for taxpayers to pay. So the minority leader is saying that we are not necessarily here to amend those laws. We are merely consolidating them so that they become simpler for implementation and tax system. The honorable minority, acting minority leader also raised a specific issue about rent tax. You would agree with me, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, a lot of you are landlords. That is the one specific tax regime that is extremely difficult to implement. Simply because landlords don't want to pay that particular tax. A lot of tenants want to pay direct, like the law says, but immediately you raise that issue, you will be given notice to quit the man's house. The landlord will tell you, I'm paying my rent. Don't worry, I'm paying the tax. You don't worry, you just pay me the rent. So that provision in the law whereby the tenant is empowered to pay direct is never implemented because the landlords are extremely unreasonable. They don't want to pay the government tax, and the NRA indeed cannot effectively monitor that particular tax regime. That's the problem we have with that particular tax system. Notwithstanding that, we want to consolidate all the laws now so that it will be easier for people to follow. So there is no need, Mr. Speaker, to go back and study those laws because, like I've said, we are not necessarily debating those laws to make amendments to them or to increase the tax systems under their regime. We merely want to consolidate so that all the laws are brought together and it will be easier in terms of reading, comprehension, and obeying those tax laws. Mr. Speaker, having said that, I want to say that the bill is non-controversial. We can pass it. Where there are amendments tomorrow to be made, we can always come back and amend those laws and amend those relevant sections of the law. As of now, the NRA merely wants to have a consolidated act so that making references to the law, you will not need to go to several sources to consult the bill, to consult those laws. Having said that, Mr. Speaker, I move that we ratify the bill as and when it comes. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
He's asking, he's not moving. Mr. Minister.
Speaker, honorable members, let me again thank honorable members for their respective contributions.
The Ministry of Finance, you are not friends of this house, so you have to be very careful.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill...
Order, please.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the bill entitled Revenue...
Order, please. Don't distract the minister, please.
2017, being an act to provide for the administration of revenue laws to avoid repetition and promote consistency by reconciling and unifying the administration of different revenue laws, be read the second time.
Honorable members, order. The question is that the bill be read the second time. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2017, being an act to make provision for a common set of rules for the administration of revenue laws to avoid repetition and promote consistency by reconciling and unifying the administration of different revenue laws in the administration and collection of taxes and duties by the National Revenue Authority and for other related matters has been read a second time.
Honorable members, I'm forced to adjourn these sittings instead of proceeding to the committee stage. And on that note, I'll adjourn the sittings to tomorrow at 10 a.m. Tomorrow at 10 a.m.